In the previous Mishnah, we learned what we write. Now the question is, on what do we write? It's like the Mishnah, Ein Kaisev Loi Al Haluach. The Megillah Saita should not be written on like a wooden tile or a tablet. V'Loi Al Anayar. That was a type of paper that they had, which they made out of grass. They'd grind up the grass, and they would make it look like a hide-like kind of a piece. V'Loi Al Adiftera. Diftera is actually hide, but it wasn't worked out properly. The Batanura says, the meliach v'kamiach v'loi ofitz. What does that mean? The skin of an animal has to go through three steps to become a official parchment. First, they're salted. That takes out the wetness. Then they're soaked in like a mixture of flour and water. That makes it like smooth. And then they're treated with the juice of gall nuts. That's made so that the ink doesn't stick to it. Difter means it wasn't finished. It was meliach, it was salted. It was kamiach from the lashon of kemach. It was soaked in a mixture of flour and water. But v'lei afitz, they didn't smear the gallnut juice on it. So the Megillah is not written on these things, ela ala Megillah. It has to be written on a finished parchment. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ba sefer. Sefer means parchment that's finished. We call it a klaf. What your tefillin is written on, what your mezuzah is written on, what a sefer Torah is written on. Now we're going to see what type of ink can be used. Like the Mishnah, ve'ena kai save. He cannot write. Loi bekoimis, loi bekankantayim, loi bechaldavar sher roi shem. These are words that appear in different Mishnayis. You may remember it from Masechta Shabbos. Koimis is an ink that's made out of the sap of the tree. Loi bekankantayim. Matanura gives us words over here. Balaz, the translation, copper water. It's certain type of things you can make ink out of it, but it's not real ink. Not anything else that's going to sink into the parchment and it won't get erased in the water. Ela b'dayoy, dafka with ink. Shenema, because the pasuk says umacha on the hamar, it's supposed to be erased. So it has to be ksav sheyachol himachik, and that's to be the type of ink that would get erased. That's the standard ink. Koimis and kankantim will not dissolve in water. So on the one hand, it has to be a ksav. It can't be something that's going to erase on its own. It says, v'kos of a koin. Mitzat sheni, it has to be something that's going to dissolve in the water. So we learned in our Mishnah Dal, we don't write the Megillah only on processed klaf. It has to be the skin of a behemoth Torah, just like we would use for a sefer Torah, for tefillin, for mezuzahs. It's interesting. How do we know it has to be written on a behemoth tohoira klaf, hide from a behemoth Torah? It's because what happens if the site is moida? So we're not going to erase it. It's going to stay. That means the Shem Hashem will remain on a klaf that was made from an Or Behemoth Tmei, and that wouldn't be covered for Hashem. That's what the Kesef Mishnah brings B'Shem, the Yishalmi. It can't be written with anything besides ink. Different types of inks that could even be stronger, they never get erased, but that's the problem. It has to be something that won't erase on its own, but it will get erased when you put it into the water.